Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from Gap HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. Okay, this week's podcast is another one of our human resources frequently asked questions. The question this week is, I am thinking of employing an Australian, what do I need to be aware of? Now, oddly enough, the Australians, although they are just like us, are actually one of the few nationalities we come across regularly which are not entitled automatically to work in the UK. So for starters, you need to ask to see their passport, which is where any valid work permit will be. Many Australians and New Zealanders come over on a working holiday visa, which means that they can be here for 2 years, but only work for a total of 12 months. If this is the visa they have, then you really do need to know how many of the 12 months they've already worked. If you then employ them when they've already worked 12 months, then you are employing an illegal alien. And I'll come back to that in a minute. The most urgent next question, once you've worked out whether they can work for you, and if they are under that 12-month period, then they are allowed to work for you, then you have to ask yourself, is it worth employing them for such a short time? And if you do employ them and they work out well, are you willing to help them with the visa application process? When you employ any non-UK citizen, you should photocopy their passport or photo ID in order to protect yourself in the future. You aren't expected to identify whether something is a fake ID or a passport, but you should spot any obvious discrepancies, e.g. that the date of birth is wrong. When you take a photocopy of the documentation, you protect yourself from a huge fine. It's currently £10,000 for unwittingly employing illegal aliens. If you do it deliberately, then it's a prison sentence. And all you need to do to avoid this fine is to take good photocopies of genuine-looking documents. Lady Scotland didn't do this and really should have paid the maximum fine. But even if you only have to pay £5,000 like she did, wouldn't you rather spend the money on something else? And as for the UK citizens, make it standard procedure to take copies of everyone's passport or ID so that no one can claim that they're being discriminated against, be it for race or sex or sexual orientation or anything. For your British workers, the documents prove that they are who they say they are, preventing identity fraud. Any staff who object to that really do need to be investigated properly. So that's the end of our Human Resources Frequently Asked Questions for this week. For daily Human Resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @PreventativeHR. If you have a question that you would like me to answer in a future podcast, then please email it to me at avoidthehassles@gaphr.co.uk or give me a call on 0845 459 6319. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk.